So what we've seen here is the progress forward of technology. Moore's law brought about higher functionality on the chips, which opened up the bandwidth, which opened up suddenly networks, which opened up suddenly electronic commerce. As of this Christmas, I would propose to you that this whole story have reverted entirely. If you at Christmas have been perhaps shopping on the internet for some products, you'd say all in all it works pretty well. You can order the stuff and it arrives mostly on time. If only this network was faster and more reliable, and you could download pictures, actually some video, more easily. In other words, within a matter of a few months, you have become a disappointed user, a bitchy user. The internet is not good enough. Which is, by the way, music to the ears of all the companies that provide the very technology that is going to remedy this. The Ciscos, the Nortels, the Nokias of the world love this because they would like to massively invest in these tools, in this network, and improve the bandwidth and the accessibility on a worldwide basis. Of course, their first reaction is, well, we can do this if only semiconductor technology and design would move a little faster. In other words, if they could do bigger and faster chips, that really would help things. What we're seeing here is that what used to be a technology push forward has suddenly become an economic push backwards, which of course is a great opportunity for all of us, including some of the EDA vendors that provide the oil in this engine. But it is the opportunity to truly bring about the age of system on a chip and make this happen.